Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of surprise and delight.
Yeah, I think that at the heart of good customer service and customer care is this surprise and delight moment that you can be doing for your clients. And the gestures don't have to be super expensive or super large. They just have to show that you appreciate your client, or you appreciate your guest or your prospect, and you really understand how to serve them. One of my favorite examples of a surprise and delight moment, what happened when I was growing up, and there was a neighborhood pizza place. And this pizza place, if you ordered to go and somebody came to pick it up, they would put a half a slice of pizza on top of the box when you went to get it. And that was for the driver. It was like a little nice gesture that said, hey, look, I know you're the one who got the short end of the stick and you had to come and pick up the pizza, but because of that, we care about you. Here's a half a slice on us. Enjoy it when you drive home. And I thought that was a fantastic opportunity to really serve their clients and to differentiate themselves. I have never seen it done by any other pizza place in my whole life. And I've told other pizza place owners to do this, and they all think it's a great idea. I haven't seen anybody do it. Another surprise and delight moment happens at Business Radio X. When we give a mug to a guest, the look that they get in their eyes, like, oh my God, thank you so much. And we tell them, hey, talk show guests get talk show mugs. It blows their mind. I mean, it instantly bonds them, and it really helps nurture the relationship and accelerate the relationship. So it's important to take the time to surprise and delight your clients. Think about it through their eyes, empathize what they're going through, and let them know that you care by just giving them a small gesture.